The harmonica found its way into blues because it was cheap. You could buy a good one in the 1930s for a quarter. But although blues musicians discovered all kinds of tricks with the instrument, it didn't become a vehicle for virtuosity until Little Walter, one of Chicago's greatest bluesmen, showed what you could do with it. In celebration of a 5-disc collection of his complete recordings for Chess, newly released by Hippo Select, rock historian Ed Ward tells Little Walter's story.
Walter Jacobs was born in Marksville, Louisiana, sometime between 1928 and 1930, and was raised by his music-loving father in Alexandria. By the time he was 8, the boy was playing harmonica, and he put his first band together when he was 11. In 1943, he went to live in New Orleans, and after playing on the street there, he knew that this was what he wanted to do, and hit the road. He met a lot of blues musicians, and many of them had the same goal, to go to Chicago, where the real money was. 2 years later, Walter got there, and by 1946, he was headlining at the Purple Cat Lounge. Like many of the freelance blues players, Walter hung out on Maxwell Street, whose legendary flea market was a kind of musical employment agency. He recorded for a tiny record label with Jimmy Rogers, a guitarist he met there, and Rogers told his friend Muddy Waters that he'd met a great harmonica player. By 1950, Walter was in Muddy's band and recorded his first solo, Evan's Shuffle, that October at one of Muddy's recording sessions. For some reason, Chess didn't want to record the band Muddy used in nightclubs, but in 1951 they relented, and Walter was able to record with amplification. His ability to play horn-like lines, distorted by a cheap microphone, intertwining with Muddy's slide guitar, was one of the defining pieces of the Muddy Waters band's sound. And finally, in some time left over at one of Muddy's sessions in May 1952, Walter, backed by Muddy and Jimmy Rogers, got to record a tune, which he did in one take. Juke, as it was titled, put Walter up front and shot to the top of the R&B charts, where it sat for weeks. It was the best-selling record Chess had ever had, and the only harmonica instrumental ever to top the charts. Walter took the opportunity to walk out on Muddy mid-tour, go back to Chicago, and steal Junior Wells' band. They headed into the studio in October, recorded 3 instrumentals and 1 vocal in 20 minutes, and scored a double-sided top 10 hit with Sad Hours, the instrumental, going to number 2, and a T-Bone Walker song, Mean Old World, to number 6.
This is a mean old world, try living by yourself.
Walter was unstoppable. By the end of 1953, he'd become Chess's most successful artist, eclipsing even his old boss, Muddy Waters. When his guitarist, Lewis Myers, quit because he felt Walter treated him badly and was cooking the books, Walter grabbed Robert Jr. Lockwood, who'd learned guitar from Robert Johnson. And when Meyer's brother Dave quit, Lockwood brought in the 18-year-old prodigy Luther Tucker. The new band started 1955 off in the studio with a song Willie Dixon, fresh from a gospel session, brought them. A few changes, and it wasn't the old gospel number, This Train, anymore.
My baby don't stand no cheating, my baby. Oh, yeah, she don't stand no cheating, my baby. Oh, yeah, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand none of that midnight creeping, my baby. True little baby, my baby. My baby.
My Babe was Walter's second number one hit, and the one that's been covered the most. Melodic and peppy, it was different from what most Chicago blues artists were recording, and this helped Walter at the beginning of the rock and roll era. Suddenly, Chess was selling loads of records by Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley, and Walter's sound was slightly old-fashioned. He did manage one more top 10 hit, Who, in 1956, but that was the end of the hits. Part of it was changing times, part of it was that Walter's personality was catching up to him. Lockwood left his band, and tales of drinking and fighting began to circulate. In 1958, a woman shot Walter in the leg, which caused him to limp for the rest of his life. He played on some Muddy Waters sessions, and in 1959, on a session enlivened by Otis Spann's piano playing, he recorded his last hit, Everything's Gonna Be All Right.
I say, everything's gonna be all right. Be all right. When we get together, baby, we can make love, can we?
It only got to 25, but that was pretty remarkable. Walter's last years were sad. In 1964, he attempted to crack England, but the local blues fans were put off by his behavior. His voice deteriorated. On one of the studio tapes, someone could be heard saying, "Don't sing, Walter, because if you do, we're ruined." Walter replies with a sad, "All right." He toured Europe in 1967 with the American Folk Blues Festival tour, and by some accounts had stopped drinking. But on the night of February 15, 1968, he got into a fight in Chicago, during which he was hit in the head. He went to bed with a headache and never woke up. You can't hear blues harmonica these days without hearing Little Walter, and his records continue to amaze people. But like the old blues song says, bad luck and trouble followed him all of his days.
Ed Ward lives in the south of France. He reviewed Little Walter, The Complete Chess Masters, 1950 to 1967, released by Hippo Select. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.